verse 7, it says, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things." Wow. Now, if you were a missing heir, and somebody said, "Old long-lost Uncle Louie owned outright 147 corporations. He was worth $229,967,432.17. And he has said that you have inherited all things that old Uncle Louie possessed. And you found out that Louie owned a stable full of 17 Rolls Royces, including a 1929 silver Phaeton, perfectly restored. And you found out that he had a Grumman Gulfstream 3. And you found out that he had 14 mansions and even owned an island in the South Pacific. You would probably be revived by a damp cloth or a bucket of water to the face. They would lift you off the floor, and you would say, "All things? You mean everything old Louie ever possessed, I'm going to inherit it all?" They would say, the will says that you inherit all things that Louie possessed. Now, what does God mean when he says, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things"? Does that mean something or part of something? Or does it mean everything? Next question. What does God own? How much does he have? I'm going to answer that question in some detail and go into this whole subject about what do we inherit? And if we inherit anything at all, are we really heirs, or are we merely like little adopted pets or something on a lower level?